I call to order the 1,386th meeting of the Board of Directors. I would ask for a motion for the approval of the agenda. Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. Any comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
A certification of the board executive sessions, Mr. Downey.
Thank you, Alyssa Bosley, it's my...
Mr. Downey, your mic, please, thank you.
Yeah, this is to certify for two executive sessions. I move the board certify to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that at the just concluded board executive session and at the board executive session of June 13th, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under board bylaws, Article 10, and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive sessions were convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the board. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any comment? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We have public comment. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Approval of the minutes of the May 23rd, 2013 board meeting. Motion made. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion on the approval of the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next, we have public comment. I would remind everyone that there is a two-minute limit on the comment period, and we would start with Sarah Green, ANC 4B01.
Good morning, and thank you for the... Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm Sarah Green, and I am the chair of ANC 4B. That is in the District of Columbia. ANC 4B represents about 19,000 people, and it includes the Tacoma DC Metro Station. You should have our ANC 4B resolution that we adopted earlier this week. What we're asking for with respect to the Tacoma Metro Station development project you're going to be looking at soon, we're asking for a pause in your process so that we can accomplish two things. First, we can have a genuinely collaborative process, which I think has been missing in the past from this project over a decade ago. We'd like a genuinely collaborative process. At this point, the Real Estate Committee is set to vote on July 11th for its first vote. That's even before a community meeting has been held, and that's even before the community has had a chance to just look at the plans, to look at anything. That's not been released yet. So we're asking for that. And we're also asking for the pause so that we can have a traffic impact study that looks, that makes the process data driven. And I know from Mr. Wall that you're going to be looking at a station planning study, which is good, thank you. But we also want to see a more comprehensive traffic impact study that looks at what is happening outside the station. And we're asking for this because data is what governments do. And we're hoping that the board and WMATA will respond with the collaborative process, with data, and we're asking for this pause, not a significant pause, but a pause. And again, thank you for working with us. We look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Next, we have Faith Wheeler from ANC 4B02.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing us to have the opportunity to speak to you very briefly. I am Faith Wheeler, ANC Commissioner, and the same commission as Sarah Green. I am Vice Chair of that commission. My single-member district is diagonally across the street from the metro site, so it's also rather fully impacted. I am speaking on my own behalf, actually, today, because Sarah Green just spoke on behalf of the commission. Since 2000, I have followed with great interest this proposal for the Tacoma Metro site, the redevelopment, and I'm particularly grateful to Mr. Stan Wall for changing the entire tenor of the relationship between the commissioners and WMATA. He has been approachable. He has approached us, which is historic. And he has been very accessible, which is wonderful. Speaking of accessibility, this concern is, as Sarah Green indicated, part of what the redevelopment of the station is and will be, making it successful or not. And we entirely expect that it will be successful and we'll be working in that direction. Accessibility depends in part on the traffic flow and traffic congestion in the surrounding area, so completing a traffic impact analysis is critical to the success of the project, and knowing what that entails is critical to the success of the project before much goes forward in the design of the redevelopment project. Thank you. I guess that's it. Thank you.
Well, you have that's just the warning bell.
That's just the warning? Oh.
So you have 8 seconds left now.
Thank you. Okay. And then the 8 seconds, now seven, I would like to request the release to the public of the conceptual plan of the development and the station planning study as soon as they are completed. I guess that does it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next we have Seth Grimes, City Council member from Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Mr. Downs, board members, thank you for the opportunity to testify. My testimony will very much reflect my colleagues, Faith Wheeler and Sarah Green. I'm Seth Grimes, Tacoma Park City Council member for the ward immediately adjacent to Tacoma Metro Station. Many, perhaps the majority, of Tacoma Station users are Maryland residents, and as you're aware, several Metro bus and ride-on routes serving Montgomery and Prince George's County counties terminate at the Tacoma Station. My concern is the quality, accessibility, and capacity of Tacoma transit services and facilities, including ability to meet evolving future needs. Our goal is to promote transit use, including station arrival and departure via bus, bicycle, and on foot. The second goal is to promote transit-oriented development. I appreciate also WMATA's willingness to engage in a community-involved development process. The new WMATA EYA conceptual plan is a huge advance over the former Tacoma plan, which would have placed 80-some townhouses, each with two-car garages, supported by new surface streets at the Tacoma Metro site. This was not transit-oriented development. WMATA recognizes that. The EYA-WMATA Joint Development Agreement has lapsed. WMATA could put the project back out to bid to solicit fresh ideas. However, moving forward with EYA, I recognize as sensible. The PPDRE committee and then the full board are slated to vote in July to revive the lapsed agreement. Please delay those votes. Given changed local conditions, we need to re-examine financial return to WMATA, a publicly funded agency. We should include specific provisions in the renegotiated contract for design elements that boost transit usability, access, and capacity. The community and local jurisdictions need to see the Tacoma Station planning study and the conceptual level design that currently exists with time to assess and advocate appropriate agreement revisions. We also need a traffic study data, as Ms. Green pointed out, to determine reconfiguration that should be specified in the revised agreement. Please publicly release all relevant Tacoma designs, plans, and assessments and charter a traffic study and provide ample time for public comment before voting to revive the agreement. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Downs?
Yes.
Might I just want to, because I know several statements have been made about what the agenda is for the July 11th meeting of the Planning and Real Estate Committee. And I just want to say I haven't set the agenda for the Planning and Real Estate Committee for July 11th. I recognize that that may be the staff's desire, but I haven't yet set that meeting. So I want to take the what the agenda is. So I'm taking all of the comments that have been made about the project into consideration for that meeting's agenda.
Thank you.
Next, we have Hyman Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Hyman Cole. I'm an expert in complex systems operation, maintenance, renovation, technology infusion, and enhancement. I became mobility challenged 11 years ago. I ambulate using two crutches, and I'm unable to ascend or descend stairs. I enter, exit, and change rail lines within the Metrorail system using operational escalators and elevators. I'm here today as a continuation of the efforts I've been making for the last 11 years to convince Metro that they can do much, much better with regard to providing equal access to all Metro Rail passenger populations. During this past 11 years, I have been on the receiving end of denial of access into and out of many Metro Rail stations, as well as denial of access from one Metro Rail line to another due to simultaneously dysfunctional elevators and escalators. 11 years ago, these denial of access situations were frequent. Now, every time I use Metro Rail, it's an adventure. Most of these denial of access situations, both 11 years ago and today, were and are preventable. Taking an elevator out of service for 6 months for a renovation is an absolute absurdity. With proper planning and implementation, no elevator should be out of service for renovation for more than 3 weeks. Adding another week for DCRA inspection, say 4 weeks. There is no planning. No planning of these elevator and escalator outages and operations that I've been able to detect. I would hope the board would take a look into this and see what might be done to improve access, such that the shuttle buses that claim to exist that which frequently do not won't have to be called upon so often. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next is Michael Syndrome.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Elizabeth Sano, my voice, commissioners. Michael Syndrome, disabled veteran, served our country more than most. I want to echo the sentiment of the prior witness. I have occasion to use the Tacoma Park Metro Station quite frequently, and the elevator has been out of service continually. Not good. Notwithstanding that we've done track work, which is good, General Manager Sorrows, but we're not put on advance notice, and it seems like the work is done during the heaviest time, and it really interferes with the business of Metro. I think there'd be better serve if there were scheduling off hours and, you know, when it's not so populated with the users of Metro. Looking at the minutes and the agenda, it'd be nice, Mr. Chair, if we incorporated public comment. Usually I'm the only one that comes forward, and a synopsis of a sentence or two of concerns, because I like to have it on the record so I can refer to it, you know, meetings past, what's been done, what hasn't been done. There was an issue that was reported in the D.C. Rider, the Express, June the 24th, talked about doom balloons at the DuPont Circle Metro, where a gentleman had planted some flowers, and Metro has taken issue indicating that they would arrest the gardener. Sad but true. It seems like the police here, the Popo, have a number of duties to take out a wheelchair individual, viciously beat them up on U Street, and then the gardener, and I had occasion, which I'll talk to briefly as well. But this gentleman indicates he'll sign a hold harmless liability, wear a harness. It's on his dime. What's the problem here? The DuPont Circle escalator is the longest. It has it's really doom and gloom, and a little bit of flowers, I think, would send joy along our way. Okay? Track updates I'll pass up in the paper as well. Metro train operators run five signals, officials say. I'll pass it out too. Not good, General Manager. I received a letter from you all of June the 3rd indicating that Christian P. Blake is the in acting capacity ADA 504 coordinator. My question is, when will he be, or when will an individual be permanently assigned? Somebody who's acting, which is Bollywood Hollywood, really doesn't serve our interests. And I've asked this repeatedly, too. I submitted some cards way back April the 5th. They were returned by the chief. There's usually an interference for Metro. I have no clue as to where they are. Ms. Bowser, your Judah Clark was looking into it, put an ultimatum with the board. I'd like some resolve here. If nothing else, a crime has been committed. It needs to be addressed. Last but not least, I passed up two comment cards. Again, like to know the results of action taken. And most recently, not one, not two, but three armed, including a captain, who runs interference for Raj Shrinoff, Treasury, right, trying to use the phone to connect with your office, General Manager Charles, is just out of order. I mean, you know, our system really is not doing well, and it's not served by someone who's not keeping, you know, his officers to follow the law. There's a modicum of respect. Mayor, you keep up the good work with your first responders and the bike registration. Senator, maybe they can find my lost bike. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Next, we have the report by the Access Advisory Committee, Mr. Sheehan.
Thank you very much. I think my tone may be a little bit different than some of the comments you've heard over the past 10 minutes. I'm here to say how very pleased I am that Christian Kent, Carol Kissel, General Manager, and everyone involved in his office has been able to deliver the fare calculator on time, on schedule, by June 1st, just as we asked them to at the AAC. I'm very, very pleased with the fare calculator. First, I'd like to say that there's been an awful lot of work that's been going on between January and June, as I report every month. Despite that, we had given Christian staff an additional task of putting this fare calculator out. Not only was the fare calculator put out on time, but it's made a difference to people with disabilities. A couple of instances, I received a call from a gentleman last week who had was going to pay $7 for a Metro Access fare at 3 o'clock. He checked using the fare calculator and found out that at 2:59 he would be paying a $3.20 fare. And he was just amazed at the difference. So he very happily accepted that $3.20 as opposed to the $7 fare. I also think about a lady last year in Prince George's County who was testifying and said that she needed to make a choice between putting food on the table for her five children or taking paratransit trips for medical appointments for herself because she couldn't afford to do both. I know that you look at issues on a large scale, budgets, trains, buses, all that sort of thing. But this is at a very personal level. And what I'm hoping is that this change in the fare calculator is going to be something that's going to allow her to do a little bit of both, allow her to go to medical appointments, and allow her to also put food on the table for 5 kids. I don't know that you see the results, the decisions that you make, the money that you invest, the time and energy on the basis of people like that that come to the meetings. But we see that all the time at our committee. And we're very, very appreciative of the energy, the resources, the time, and the implementation of a project like that. It was very smooth. People are benefiting from it right now. We're very pleased with what we have. We're so pleased that we're looking at versions 1.1 and 1.2 for Mr. Kent, because you know how we like to give Mr. Kent additional work to do. We don't want him to get bored. But I'm thrilled. I'm very, very pleased. I also want to talk about the other non-issue that's sort of come up has been the transition to the new Metro Access contract system that starts officially July 1. I know our committee, 8 years ago we did this, and we had a room full of people. It was really packed. We had ad hoc committee meetings. We had special middle-of-the-week conference calls to talk people through the transition. So I'm expecting the same thing, a room full of people, and hardly anything over the last 6 months. A transition of this magnitude for such a big contract has just been spotless. It's just been great. I'm sure there'll be a few glitches here and there. I've got a couple of contracts at work that I'm trying to onboard and get implemented. And I sure hope to get implemented as smoothly as what I've seen here. So I would say congratulations on two fronts. I think the transition has gone very, very nicely. The fare calculator is I think, everything we want to see right now. My question would be, you've integrated into the Trapeze software a module that's is very useful here in Washington, D.C., that talks about, gives a fairness to fare structure for disabled individuals here. My question to the board and general manager and Christian is, the innovation that you guys have paid for and resourced, can that be used anywhere else within the United States? What other transit properties can use this? I think that the board needs to take a look at that. I don't know if it's another innovation award or something like that, but I think that it's, you deserve the credit. It'd be good to see if that can be used elsewhere within the United States within another transit system, a product that was developed, engineered, and implemented by WMATA. Very nicely done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Were there any? I go on. I didn't know if there were any questions. I'm sorry.
Any questions or comments?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Again. Appreciate it.
Next is the report by the Writers Advisory Council. Ms. Walker.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Carol Carter Walker, an at-large member and a District of Columbia Vice Chair of the Writers Advisory Council, and I'm substituting for Ben Ball, our chair, who's out of the country. At the Council's June meeting, members received a presentation from the WMATA staff responsible for off-board smart trip reloading. This naturally led to a discussion of the current availability of smart trip card purchases. Riders Advisory Council members asked that the WMATA staff consider adding self-service kiosks inside CVS and Giant locations where you can purchase the cards. Making smart trip card purchases available at convenience and check cashing stores, mom-and-pop operations near major bus stops. Expanding marketing effort targeted at bus riders to make customers aware of these off-board options. And integrating off-board bus stop installations with bus stop reconfiguration under the Freedom Grants Act. And finally, concerns about the safety, security, and placement of any machines at bus stops. Council members also had the opportunity to test and provide feedback to WMATA staff on the prototype fare gates and turnstiles under consideration as part of WMATA's new electronic payments program and plan for station renovations. We are still settling into the model used by this board of using committees as our major working bodies and having the full council comment on and approve issues brought to it by committees. Since January, we have had resignations of three members due to their work commitments. We are looking forward to the board's new appointments to fill these vacancies. And finally, I want to give a special shout out to Carl Seid, a longstanding member of the council and its leadership team who had to recently resign. And we deeply value and will miss his professionalism and wisdom, particularly his sustained focus on issues of rider safety. Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Thanks.
Thank you very much for the report. My report of the chair today is a goodbye and a welcome. First, I want to take the opportunity on behalf of the board to express the board's gratitude to our former colleague Michael Barnes for his service on this board. He has served on the Metro board since April of 2011, and he joined us during a rather critical time when the board was undergoing aggressive governance changes. As chair of the governance committee, he made significant contributions and led the board through its strategic planning development, and its adoption. And I'm sure we all appreciated his wisdom, thoughtfulness, and calm demeanor. I've asked Goida to contact him about when he could come to the board for some formal recognition from the board for his service. By the same token, I'm pleased to welcome Michael Goldman, who is succeeding Mr. Barnes as representative, the voting member of the state of Maryland. Mr. Goldman is a longtime resident of Montgomery County who has been active in local government affairs throughout the years. Mr. Goldman is an active member of the District of Columbia Bar, the American Bar Association sections on antitrust and administrative law, and the Forum on Air and Space Law. He has practiced in the areas of international antitrust and transportation law for more than 30 years. His focus is on aviation, and he has represented major airlines, U.S. airports, U.S. companies with business aircraft operations. In addition, he served on the Transportation Policy Advisory Committee to the 2008 Obama for President campaign. Mr. Goldman holds a JD from Harvard Law School and a BA from Temple University. He has been a partner with Silverberg, Goldman, and Bickoff in Washington since 1992. Mr. Goldman, if you come over, we'll administer the oath of office. I, Michael Goldman. Do hereby solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Hereby solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland.
And that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland.
And support the Constitution and laws thereof.
And support the Constitution and laws thereof.
And that I will, to the best of my skill and judgment.
And that I will, to the best of my skill and judgment.
Diligently and faithfully without penalty or prejudice.
Diligently, faithfully, without partiality or prejudice.
I execute the office of Principal Director of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority according to the Constitution and laws of the state.
Execute the office of Principal Director of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority according to the Constitution and laws of this state.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back. I would ask the board's indulgence for a resolution that was not on the agenda, and it was probably my oversight in not making sure that it was. This is a resolution of recognition and appreciation for the services of Carol B. O'Keefe. whereas Carol B. O'Keefe began her career with the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority on November the 1st, 1993. Wow. Just yesterday. As the Principal Deputy General Counsel and began serving as Acting General Counsel in September 2004 until she was appointed General Counsel on May the 19th, 2005. Whereas Carol O'Keefe was the key negotiator with numerous compact jurisdictions on behalf of WMATA on the Metro Matters Agreement, which stabilized capital funding for the authority through the first decade of the 21st century, then which is the conceptual template for the more recent capital funding agreement, and whereas Carol B. O'Keefe played a pivotal role in creating the underpinning for the Dulles Corridor extension, which is the first extension not built by WMATA, presented numerous legal issues. Carol led negotiations with the various stakeholders to address thorny capital funding issues and ensure that the new extension be built to WMATA's requirements for acceptance into the ARS. And whereas under Carol O'Keefe's leadership, WMATA has seen great success in the courtroom with numerous appellate decisions reaffirming WMATA's immunity from judicial review in a host of circumstances, which preserves the integrity of its operation and its ability to make hard choices. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Ms. O'Keefe has discharged her duties as the authority's principal legal advisor with tremendous professionalism, dedication, and skill. And the board of directors says thank you for your dedication to service we have seen throughout the years, and be it further resolved that the board of directors and the citizens of the National Capital Region memorialize their appreciation and celebration of the commitment of Carol O'Keefe for her service to the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority and wish her much success, and be it finally resolved that this resolution shall be effective immediately.
Mr. Chairman, could I second the motion? In addition to my distinguished colleague from Virginia, and say on behalf of my immediate predecessors, Ms. Hines, Mr. Barnes, and myself, chairs of the Governance Committee, with whom you worked very closely, especially over the last short period of time, on a number of issues, how greatly we appreciate your service to that committee and to the board and the outstanding job that you did, and we certainly wish you well as you move into the next phase of your life, and hope that you won't forget to come by and see us sometime.
Mr. Chairman, I also would like to share, Ms. O'Keefe, I'd like to extend that congratulations from the resolution to my personal experience of many years that you've been here with me, and the contribution that you've really made to the authority. This is always an active environment that we work in here, but I think your role that you've played has been a great contribution. I want to thank you and wish you well as you move on in the future.
I want to add my personal thanks. I know that it must be a challenge to work directly for this board of directors and appreciate patience and the professionalism that you've brought to that relationship. Before the board decided that the role was now a direct report to the general manager. So in recognition of the majority of those years of service directly to the board wants to thank you. So thank you. 20 years is a long time here. A motion made and seconded. Any other comment or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Next are appointments to the Accessibility Advisory Committee. You have a the plaque. Bring it around.
Thank you.
May I just say, it's always been my privilege, honor, and pleasure to serve the authority. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Lord, help me out. Where are the, in the book?
The accessibility advisory appointments next. Mm-hmm. It would be under the chair's report tab.
Okay. Thank you. Under the chair's report, approval of accessibility advisory committee appointments for 2013, resolution of the board with the board's motion. I would accept the motion to approve. Motion made. Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Thank you. Report by the general manager, CEO.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I'd like to also just mention that we just received notice this morning that the National Transportation Safety Board that they closed out two more recommendations from our previous work submittals, one relating to Mount Vernon derailment and one relating to the Fort Todd accident. So we'll continue on our way to satisfy those recommendations. I'm also very pleased to report that since the 2025 special committee met earlier this month, we have received even more endorsements of your Momentum strategic plan. As of today, more than 30 organizations have endorsed the plan. You'll now see their names on the Spire Momentum webpage as well as on the screen. Some of the newer endorsements include George Washington University, Smith Group JJR, Ackridge, Hughes, and EchoStar Company, Union Realty, Partners, Union Station Redevelopment Corporation. As quickly as this list is growing, this is probably the last time I'll update you in public session, but we are indeed gaining momentum, and I encourage everyone to go to WMATA.com as we invite your support. I also want to take a few minutes today to update you on the progress of our customer service action plan. You may recall that we undertook more than 50 initiatives in 2011 that would improve, in large and small ways, the customer experience on the system. And we continue to add to our initiatives as we complete actions. We have advanced several more projects that I would like to report on today, including training. 1,600 of our 2,000 bus operators received the WeCare customer service program. The contract has been awarded for the real-time information bus stop signs, and we will have nearly 170 signs installed in the next 18 months. Rail cars, we're replacing old stained car carpets on 16 rail cars per month to provide cleaner walking surfaces in older rail cars. Customer call center, hours are being extended from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays beginning July 15th. Our mobile website was upgraded and the next bus integration was completed this year. And as was mentioned earlier, our Metro Access customers now have the benefit of a fare calculator to determine the lowest comparable fare when calling for a reservation. While we continue to work on improved incident response, we have implemented key changes, including identifying 20 SOMs or supervisors for emergency response and support of bus shuttle service for customers and creating a joint management training group. We also received helpful input from both rider advisory committees and our safety communications, which are being revised. And we installed kiosk screens in every station, which provide not only service information during disruptions, but improve passenger communications on weekends. In fact, those kiosk signs, as well as other passenger communications, now focus on providing customers with line-by-line information about service frequencies they can expect, rather than listing delays in order to help them better plan their travel. As I mentioned, when we finish initiatives, we will add more. Working with Ms. Hudgens, who chairs the board's Customer Service and Operations Committee, I expect that we will have more to report as we continue to work on Goal 2 of our Momentum Plan to meet or exceed expectations by consistently delivering quality service. Finally, Mr. Chairman, today, as you have already mentioned, we bid farewell to our outstanding general counsel. And on behalf of staff, we thank you for all the contributions and all the help you have given us, and especially the executive leadership team. Your wise counsel, both legal and otherwise, has been extraordinarily helpful in us advancing the service that we provide to the public. As was mentioned earlier, you did a lot of work on bringing about the Silver Line Agreement with MWA. I hope you come back and join us on Inauguration Day to see the fruits of all your efforts. So, and I too, along with everyone else, has benefited from that wise counsel. So, Carol, we're going to miss you, but I know you're going to have a good time in the future. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
That concludes my remarks.
Report by the Planning Program Development and Real Estate Committee, Ms. Bowser.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, at the last meeting of the Planning Program Development and Real Estate Committee, the committee recommended approval by the full board of the College Park Metro Station joint development. Let me say a couple of things about the project. The developers proposed to build a new multifamily project on the southern part of the site and either a second multifamily development with some ground floor retail or one or two hotels or office buildings on the northern part of the site. The developers will also build a new bus loop for Metro Bus and other bus services. Members likely will recall that Metro's current solicitation for development of the site was issued back in 2003. The winning bidder was a consortium of Fairfield Residential, which would build a multifamily project, and Mannequin, which would build office buildings. The term sheet was approved by the board in late 2004 and signed by the parties early in 2005. The parking for the multifamily development was to be provided in a private garage built by the developers. The 740 parking spaces needed for the office buildings was anticipated to be located in the Metro parking garage, which was then under construction. The state of Maryland provided funding for the majority of the garage in the expectation of spurring private development on the property. The property obviously has been delayed by events including the routing of the Purple Line through the Metro property and the amount of land that would be lost to the Purple Line and the recent recession. The delays have led to, over the years, to the utilization of Metro parking garage and surface parking on site by commuter parkers, which made unfeasible the previously anticipated shared parking with the office development on the site. So some discussion that the committee was involved in related to the original solicitation and how this one has changed. The jurisdiction in the committee are satisfied that the staff has struck a deal in the best interest of Metro and in the best interest of moving this project and of bringing it into more productive use for the authority. So, Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the negotiation and execution of a term sheet for the development on Metro-owned land on the east side of the College Park Metro Station.
Motion made. Second. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, just a brief comment. Congratulate the Real Estate Committee and Mr. Wall and the team for bringing this development opportunity to this point. It's still a long ways to get to a place of execution, but I think that it is a difficult process, the real estate development process, but I think that making a project like this happen is core to our mission
of supporting transit-oriented development. It's critically in alignment with our momentum forward, our vision of being able to maximize the assets that we have within WMATA to realize the value in communities throughout the region, and that in turn will return value to the transit system through additional riders and more creative and economically and environmentally friendly uses of the land that is there. So congratulations on this, and let's get it done. It's an exciting project, and appreciate the work that you're doing. Thank you.
Any other comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Report by Audits and Investigations Committee, Mr. Nichols.
Thank you.
Turned it off.
Turned it off?
There you go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This, at the last Audits and Investigations Committee meeting, we received a report and recommendation from the Office of Inspector General bringing forward a recommended candidate to provide external auditing services, and that firm is McGladrey LLP. The committee recommends to the board, the committee accepted that recommendation and recommends to the board approval and acceptance of McGladrey as the external auditing firm. I would just add that the two things, it's a three-year agreement with two, with options for 2 one-year extensions. The firm was the best technically qualified, as well as in terms of value and pricing, has deep experience in auditing similar organizations to ours, as I recall, Chicago Transit, among others. We are satisfied that they will do a terrific job. I would also add that in the planning for this transition between the current auditing firm and the firm that would be coming forward, we have ensured that there will be a transition period between the two firms to make sure that there are no gaps in our accountability and the responsibilities of the board from a governance standpoint. So with that, we recommend this acceptance of this contract.
Do I hear a second? Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? On the next item, Mr. Dyke has agreed to recede in favor of Ms. Hines so that she can make the report from the committee and make a motion as the chair of the Momentum Committee. Ms. Hines?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Dyke. It is my great pleasure today to bring to the board a recommendation from our Committee of the Whole related to Momentum, our proposed strategic plan. This is the first such plan undertaken by Metro for the National Capital Region in more than a decade. The region's mobility, as we have discussed repeatedly, depends on the continued operation of Metro's core network, and our Momentum plan sets forth the following key priorities to be completed by 2025: to operate all 8-car trains during rush hour, to complete the Metrobus priority corridor network so that it may deliver service, enhanced service across our region, to develop a one-stop shop for regional transit trip planning and payment, building on our current smart trip system, and to create a better and more efficient Metro Access service. All of this is designed to ensure that our region continues to hum, that people have good options to get to and from work and do their daily living needs, and that we continue to be an economic driver of great importance. So with the adoption of Momentum, Metro's Board of Directors is charting a new course to ensure that this transit system meets the needs of our region now by striving for a state of good repair, ensuring that we provide continued attention to being the safest system we possibly can. We also want to meet the needs of 2025 as we understand them and begin to look beyond that even to 2040. We are now in the process of seeking endorsements from the business community, from our riders, from local jurisdictions, and really anybody in the region who wants to partner with us to create an environment for action that will connect riders to the campaign and build an overall wave of support for Momentum. At the Metro 2025 committee meeting that we held in June, Metro staff was joined by some key regional leaders who voiced their support for our work. Andrea Harrison, who is the chair of the Prince George's County Council, Jim Vinegar, from the Board of Trade, Richard Bradley from the downtown bid, Elliot Ferguson from Destination DC, Lon Anderson from AAA, Ron Kirby from the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments and the Transportation Planning Board, and Stuart Schwartz from the Coalition for Smarter Growth. And as Mr. Sarles mentioned, we have continued to amass supporters across all of those dimensions. And in fact, we added Fairfax County yesterday. So thank you, Ms. Hudgens, for making sure that Fairfax joined our list of supporters. These leaders and others have expressed support for Momentum, and they've highlighted the importance of a strong metro system to our region. And they do all support us in moving this to action today. Before I make the motion to approve, I would note that board members have indeed taken on the task of continuing to build the sense of support for Momentum, and that as we move into the fall and the winter months, we will continue to be seeking support. And we encourage our riders and we encourage other organizations who believe that this is a crucial step for our region to take, to go to the website and sign up and endorse Momentum. I think that's a great thing. So with all of that being said, Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we approve the adoption of our Momentum strategic plan using the accompanying resolution, which is in our packet. I was looking to see if there's a number on it, but I don't see the number. So it's in our packet. Probably need to say.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, thank you, Ms. Hines, for really doing such great work on the 2025 committee. I think the work that the board has done over the last couple of years in coming to this conclusion with Momentum is a grand contribution to the region, because I think it will set, the tone for WMATA, but also that building that collaborative spirit that we really look to be a role in building and continuing our region forward. I just want to add, as you noted, that Fairfax County endorsed the Momentum and on June 25th, and in our endorsement, we asked the ask of including the Route 1 corridor in Fairfax County that is part of a study and that is coming forward, we hope, in a very short time, as we, as noted on the map for the Momentum period. And that this resolution includes that change for the Momentum. And also to announce the Greater Western Chamber of Commerce and continuing to build that spirit. So I think that's exactly what we need. And I look forward to the implementation of this and starting the full groundwork that we need to accomplish these.
Mr. Downey?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I definitely want to support this. I think it's been great work putting it together, both in terms of the things we have to do in the short run and the foundation that that builds for the future. I look forward to presenting it to the federal government with the hope that they will also share in the burden of carrying it out for their benefit.
Mr. Nichols? Nope, I turned it off.
Just a brief moment. I too would like to add my congratulations to and thanks to Mary for her leadership, to Michael, the work that he did in supporting this, and to my board colleagues for the work that everyone has done over the past several months and years, and particularly to the staff that has supported that effort in multiple ways, creative ways to gather information, to provide the leadership and thought that goes into a product like this. I think what's, for me personally, what's most important is that it creates a focus on the issues. And I think that that's part of what the leadership of WMATA can be, is to be a forum for examining the issues. We don't have all the resources within to accomplish those matters. It does, it is a process that relies on the collaboration of the entire region, and we're the link that connects it all contractually, with our spine, with our arms that reach out, and so it's a natural place to be that leader, and I think that jurisdictions are reflecting the interest in doing this because it benefits everyone. So I think it's a good step forward, and now the real hard work begins because it really just tees up the opportunity. It's the work that begins now. So thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I do want everyone to know that we expect a letter to be released supporting Momentum from the two governors and the mayor this afternoon. So to have that level of support from those enormous stakeholders in our business, I think, is also a really great sign.
Any other comments?
Comments?
Mr. Bowser?
Mr. Chairman, I want to thank everybody involved in this process, the staff, certainly, and management for putting your good thoughts on paper. And I think it's extremely helpful for me and how we think about how our region grows in the future to have these very definite guideposts and benchmarks. It has become so much easier to talk about what we have to do and the investments that it's going to take. And I can say in 2025, we need $6 billion. That's a big number. But just think of the cost of not doing it. Or in 2040, if we want to grow our system, we need this number. And if we're going to have 6 million new people, more jobs, more opportunities in all around our region, it's going to be important for us to connect the people to the jobs and to the things that help them live great lives in this Washington region. We know that Metro is the engine to do that. And as Mr. Soros likes to say, she's reaching middle age. She is. She is. Some of us are. And we know that if we want to keep moving in working order, it takes investment, and it takes good people, big ideas that are thinking smart. So please don't think small about our system. Continue to think big, and we'll have to find a way to invest. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd only comment that while we have unanimity on the way forward, the resources to get there are the next real challenge about the fiscal planning that goes behind this set of clear objectives that the plan lays out. So I welcome the governor, or the two governors and the mayor, to the challenge not only of agreeing that this is the right framework, but agreeing that we need to be able to have the resources to get there in a timely fashion. Any other comments? Ms. Hampshire.
Mr. Chairman, as we celebrate the product that we developed and look forward to the challenge of implementing it, I think it's also important that we stop and celebrate the process. The board itself was and has been an issue from the time that I joined the board and our focus on effectiveness as a board. And it was my belief at the outset that we started this process, and certainly today, I think we can all reflect and feel good about how we have grown and developed as a governing body, because it was through this process that we came to go through the difficult issues, understand different perspectives, but more importantly, come out unified in terms of the direction for the agency and the direction and the role for us in the region. So I think it's important that we also celebrate the process and what's come of it as a result of the process, our effectiveness as a governing board. Thank you.
Well said. Anyone else? A motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, particularly for the enthusiasm and energy that you brought to this, Mary. Jurisdiction reports, unless Ms. Bowser wants to add something for the district, I have nothing.
I would actually, Chairman. I would like to say that yesterday our city council followed a very successful program in Montgomery County where kids or students are allowed to ride the buses for free, and funded in the District of Columbia a program, and I say this looking at my counterpart, there, Terry Bellamy, who will have the privilege of implementing it, but we funded a kids ride free in our city as well, which will allow students to ride to school. We don't have a school bus system, and they will be able to ride the bus, our circulator, and the Metro bus for free, and continue to be able to purchase at a discount Metro rail fares. So that's a change that we look forward to Metro and VDOT pulling together just as quickly as possible, like the first day of school, to allow kids to ride free.
WSTC, Mr. Nichols.
Yes, Mr. Chair, just a very brief report. The WSTC board met earlier this month, and it's actually a very informative meeting. We were introduced to and met with the new Secretary of Transportation for the state of Maryland, Mr. Jim Smith, that we are delighted to be able to work with and to support WMATA and its transit, as well as the state of Maryland. Mr. Smith was preceded by Beverly Swain Staley, who is now head of the Union Station Revitalization organization and brings the talent there. And I think we are also delighted to again bring forward Mr. Michael Goldman, who Michael had to be sworn at twice in order to join this organization. He was sworn in to be a member of the WSTC board, and by virtue of that, a member of the WMATA board. And I think just picking up on Artis's statements, I think that Michael brings the kind of talent and resource that we have to continue to replenish within the organization. We are sad to see Michael leave, Michael Barnes, and because he contributed mightily to this board. But Michael brings additional resources and assets, and in addition to what the chair described in his background in introducing him, directly he was also worked as an advisor to the North Carolina Department of Transportation, the New York State DOT, and to span the spectrum, he was also an advisor to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. So I think that he is the kind of talent that can continue to strengthen the board in our role of governance, and a little longer report than perhaps necessary, but important to acknowledge. Thank you very much.
NVTC, Mrs. Hudgens.
Chairman, I have no report. I don't know if my colleagues have anything.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in transportation in Virginia, as you might imagine, given the recent actions by our General Assembly. But relative to Metro, I think it's worth mentioning that as our Northern Virginia Transportation Authority looks at their project list, that there are several Metro projects that are surviving in the list, including potentially paying for the powering of 8-car trains on the Virginia Orange Line. So I think keep your eye on that, but we are working a way to make sure Metro is represented in that.
Thank you, Rob. Federal Government, Mr. Downing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today is a very important day at the federal level with respect to transportation. About 30 minutes ago, the United States Senate confirmed Mayor Anthony Fox as the new Secretary of Transportation by a vote of 100-0. I hope this is a indication of the bipartisan support that Mr. Fox will be able to bring to the issues. Yeah. And on Tuesday, I was at the DOT for another purpose. I was appointed as vice chair of their National Freight Transportation Advisory Committee. I had a chance to chat with Secretary LaHood, and he has been our strong friend of what we're doing and expressed his great appreciation for all the progress that we've made. So we'll need to get that same kind of relationship with Mayor Fox. We'll be working on it very quickly.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
If I might add, in, both relative to NVTA, I serve as a vice chair of the NVTA board, and we're, as Mary Hines has so indicated, we are working very hard to
make certain that the funding that we will be getting from the state, that there's adequate, sufficient funding to address needs for WMATA as part of the region. And we hope that we'll be bringing closure to the project list sometime within the next, we have a board meeting on July 24th. So hopefully we'll finalize it then. But with regards to Mayor Fox, the news that we just heard regarding Mayor Fox, I've had the opportunity to have worked with him over the past 3 or 4 years and find him not only very intelligent, but certainly someone that's committed to transit and transportation. We missed him last week in Las Vegas for the annual meeting of the mayor's conference, but we know he was back here trying to win his job. So obviously he did an outstanding job in that effort. But I think for the entire region and nationally, we'll find a strong advocate in transit in Mayor Fox.
Any other reports? Any other business before the board? Hearing none, I adjourn the meeting. Thank you.